This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Change makers! What is going on, everyone? It is your man, Jay Wong, and I'm super excited that you are joining me on today's episode. We're going to dive right in. Hope you don't mind that we're going to cut right to it because I got something really, really exciting to be able to share with you in this episode. And I don't think I've actually ever done this this format before, but let me give you some context to it before I actually share the clip with you and we're going to dive in, which is I was just on a call with one of our newest clients, and I kind of made sure to kind of cut out. I'm going to share with you essentially an audio clip, a very, very quick one. It's like under 90 seconds of our conversation. And I kind of intentionally cut out some of the parts of the audio so that you kind of don't know who it is, because obviously we're putting the ingredients in the kitchen, right? We're about to put things in the oven, and he's probably not launching. Him and his team are probably not launching this podcast for a good chunk of time, meaning 3-4 months down the line. I don't want to give it all away, right? I want you to be excited when we talk about it. But part of our conversation was really diving into what it means to be a thought leader, what it actually means, and how you want to be able to use content marketing, really a podcast, a show, how if you're a thought leader, if you're an expert in 2020 and beyond, how you ultimately want to use a show to be able to find out who your real followers are, who your true fans are, and on top of that, be able to generate the right level of ROI. And I think this clip is going to give some context to that. And then I'm going to come back with a few additional notes for you that, you're listening to this and you are very much on your journey of building out your tribe and your community. So without any more delays, let's cue it to my client Dan and his awesomeness, aka I took out all his parts out of this. So really, just part of our conversation that we had earlier today. Really, there's only two real objectives, right? It's to be able to educate to some level, and it's to be able to inspire for them to actually move on said knowledge, education, system, process, framework. Mm-hmm. And that's real, right? Like that's kind of it, to be able to inspire action and be able to give them kind of what they need to know to get rolling, right? That's like in a lot of cases that's, experts, thought leaders, you want to be able to do that. And you want someone reading your book, listening to the podcast to say, oh my God, I listened to this, not just because of the knowledge, but because the more I listen to it, the more I also believe in what Dan believes in. Right. And the more that I start seeing their manifesto, the more I consider myself a somatic fanatic. Mm-hmm. That's like the perfect feel. Like, you nailed it when people are like, okay, I checked this out. I'm this person. You know what I mean? This person understands me better than I understand myself. Right. And now I could access tools, workshops, or whatever. You know what I mean? I can access and work with them to be able to be more of me. Okay. I don't know if when you heard that, it resonated with you. I hope it did, because for me, when I was in this conversation with our client Dan, there's two real things that I even took out from even just that 80 something odd seconds, right? And these are the two things, which is one, thought leaders believe it is about knowledge, right? That's number one. And number two is that you have to create a show that is an extension of not just your business, but your values. Okay. So we're going to talk about those two things in the next few minutes of this, because I think it's so important to stress. I think so many times we chat with different experts, different thought leaders, different business owners, and they think they need to create this like show around flexing their knowledge, right? They're like, okay, I gotta look at this. Like, it's gotta be, you know, 12 different chapters and 12 different themes. And so that each month we're going to do a different theme. And then in each theme, we're going to have a giveaway and each give. And it's so complicated, right? Like, it's even complicated for me to think about it. And now, you know, keep that in mind. I'm not necessarily your natural systems oriented thinker, but you know, it's so complicated, because if you think about how people actually consume podcasts, think about yourself when you're listening to the show. Are you following because there's a very, very specific format? There might be shows where you like that, and that's okay, right? And here's the thing. If you like that, I'm probably not your guy, right? Like, I'm probably not your go-to place if you wanted everything in a whole decorated kind of, you know, perfect system. But here's the catch 22 on this, right? If you present that, right, the problem on the side of it is that first of all, the content is not meant for you to generate the ROI. Okay, like, it's not meant. The dollars don't live in the content. Okay, and this is where people get it twisted. Like, oh my god, I throw all this value into the marketplace. I heard people like a Jay Wong, like different thought leaders, that said, I got to throw value into the marketplace. And therefore, I gave my best stuff. I gave chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, right? I gave them all, right? But how come people are not coming back to me to be able to do business with me or be able to dive deeper, right? And how come they're not interested in our tools? How come they're not interested in our events? How come they're not interested in our mastermind? Sound familiar, right? And the reason is because you gave them those parts and you gave them those parts, and it's to the wrong people, right? Because when people are consuming content in the beginning phase of their journey, they're just trying to get they're getting one idea. You're getting one idea out of this. You know, you're getting a little bit of energy. You're getting one idea, right? And you're off to the next thing, right? You have not made, you, the listener, have not made a financial commitment and really a mental commitment to be able to dive deeper. Therefore, if I give you the best of knowledge, which I could do, right? I could sit here and say, hey, this is, you know, step one, step two, step three, step four. Like, we could do that, right? And sometimes it's good to be able to do that. But I'm telling you that when you do that with your show and your content, people cannot hear you because they do not understand the context that all this information makes sense in. They also don't understand too much about you, your values. They don't have that deep internal like belief that in you and in their own ability to be able to do it. And so there's a lot of mental barriers for them to even hear the best content you have. I don't know if this is making sense to you, okay? But if you find yourself in a position where you're giving all this amazing content out and you're not finding yourself, you're not finding that people are coming back to you, there's a good chance that your stuff that you're putting out there, it's not that it's not good. It's that you it's out of sequence, right? It's misaligned for the right listener at the right time, right? Which kind of brings it back to number two, right? Which is that the show is not a place for you to flex your knowledge. It's not a place for you to say, hey, we got to do this thing because it's going to bring leads in our business. And I get that. Okay, we could talk a little bit about that at the end, because I would make an argument that the podcast is not the best lead generation tool. That's not the purpose of it. The purpose of the show is to be is the middle of the funnel play, right? It's the relationship building play. It's the I've been listening to hours and hours of you in the car, and now I feel like I know you. Does that make sense, right? And I've met some of you that listen to the show from time to time at different events and different things. And people feel like they know me, right? People feel like, oh my God, yeah, I heard you were just, you know, you just got your house. And like, they kind of like know things about my life, right? And it's because I share in the way that I share. But notice that the show is not a flex of my knowledge. Sometimes it is, right? But it's really an extension of my values. As a thought leader, as a business owner, it's my values, my perspective, my 2 cents on the matter. Do you have 2 cents on the matter? Do you have perspective on what you've gone through? Do you have some values that you stand for? That is what you need to create content around. Why? Well, people, you know, you hear all these things. Well, like attracts like. People buy from people, right? Well, I would make an argument that people that like you, that also believe in what you believe in, they start seeing the world and how you start seeing it. And if they start seeing the world how you start seeing it, then all the content, all these steps, the sequential process of these things, then it kind of makes sense, right? Because you actually gave them, they start seeing the world how you start seeing it. They start sharing the same values with you, right? And therefore, when you present them an offer, remember in the last episode, we talked about the five steps, five sequences. One of them was an offer, right? If you don't know what I'm talking about, please go back, listen to that episode, because I think it'll help you tremendously in just building out your business. The offer. So it doesn't matter what the offer is, you know, 100K mastermind, 20K this, 10K coaching package, right? It could be an info product. It could be a physical product. It could be any product, really. It doesn't matter, right? It still plays, which is if I believe in what you believe in, right? Now you give me an offer, a way for me to dive deeper, a way for me to get the step-by-step, a way for me to implement, right? Because this is this kind of goes, you know, there's so many different examples I can like bring up, people teaching too much on a webinar. By the way, I'm not necessarily great at this as well, because I think this is the fallacy. This is the thing that I think all thought leaders, all experts fall into, which is you do have so much knowledge, right? You've spent years and years mastering your craft and therefore you see it, right? You have to kind of like, when you present it, sometimes you have to dumb it down, right? And it's not because people are dumb, it's because people haven't spent the hours that you have spent geeking out about the thing that you've geeked out on. It's quite normal, right? And so when you're like so deep into it, you sometimes when you start talking, even for me, I have to remind myself like, hey, look, it's not just about talking about, you know, all the deep and advanced stuff. That's like kind of like almost for you to feel good that you know all that stuff and you know how to implement it. But you know, when you present content, it's really about pre-framing your audience so that whenever you do get a chance to work with them, whenever you do present an offer to work with them, whenever there are next steps or tools, they're working with you to not understand, to not just like try to learn more knowledge. No one cares about more content, right? People want results, right? People want go to an event because they want to change their lives, okay? People go to a real estate investing event because they want to invest in real estate and build wealth. They don't want to know every little detail that, you know, you need to think about. You might want to along the way, but that's not the point. The point is they came there to build wealth and to get their first property, right? Or whatever, you know, whatever it is, or get a new client, get a new JV, right? People go to an internet marketing event to learn how to get better ROIs on their campaigns and what they're doing in digital marketing, right? They don't care that you know all this knowledge. They care about them. People are very selfish, right? Just kind of like yourself, if I had to take a little nudge at you. And I'm not holding against you, by the way, right? This is just the world we live in. By the way, all the podcasts are free, right? All the best thought leaders and experts are throwing out their best stuff, right? So it's actually really great because it does make you as a person level up. And the reason why I think a lot of our own clients, they're not scared of throwing out their best stuff is because they see the world how we have also trained them and educated them in seeing the world. Does that make sense? Right? So they don't ask me after working a few months with us, they don't ask me some of these questions that you might have, right? Which is like, where's the ROI coming from? Like, where is this making money? They get the position of where it lands in the brand, right? And they get how it plays within their emails, within their content, within their life, really, right? What's the role of that thing in your life? So I wanted to share that with you because I think it's massively important for anybody who's going out there, any emerging thought leader, any person who has a message, any person who has a product, any person that wants to go out to the marketplace and say, hey, I can help you. I can help you go from wherever you are today to somewhere else down the line, somewhere further, somewhere that you want to be, right? And I think it's in your benefit to be able to understand how to be able to create content in today's world, to be able to attract the right audience to you, to be able to ultimately make them an offer and create an actual business in what you're doing. And hopefully this makes sense. I don't know. Some of you, it might seem too simple, but I think it serves as a reminder for all of us that, you know, one, it's not just about the knowledge, right? People are not listening because I am the most wise person, or whoever you're listening to is the most wise person in the world. That's not the case, right? We all have access to the same information. We all have the same 24 hours. So people are not listening for the knowledge. They're listening for your values. There's a reason why you listen to the show, even though I'm like inconsistent and we're going through a rebrand and our agency is growing, right? And there's all these things I can tell you, right? But you listen, you check in. You don't even listen every episode, but you check in every now and then because you believe in one of the things that I believe in. You might believe in yourself. You might believe that you should create legacy over currency. You might believe that you should be the best version of yourself. Do you see what I'm saying? Like there's parts of me, not every episode, but there's parts of me as I live my life that resonate with you, right? And that's why sometimes we put out offers and people take us up on it, right? People say, hey, I would like to learn that skill. And I don't take it personally. People don't, right? It just means that it wasn't either the right offer for you, right? Or maybe you didn't want to learn that skill. Hey, who am I to try to force people to learn things? You know what I mean? It has to be a voluntary choice. So this is part of what we do when we work with clients to be able to launch top 100 shows, because truth be told, you could probably Google or YouTube some of the things in terms of launching a show. And at the end of the day, it's not like rocket science, right? You're recording audio. I'm recording audio right now. And we're going to send this to our editor. They're going to fix it up. There's certain ways of making sure it's like standardized and all that good stuff. They know more than I do. And, you know, that's the beauty of having a team, actually. And, you know, on top of that, I put it out. I publish it. I send it out. You know, there's little things that we do on the back end. But all in all, people work with us because they also feel as if I feel. They think like I think, meaning that they believe that audio is a great way of building their movement, of deepening the people that they're serving, right? And I hope that if you are in that position where you are teaching and you are inspiring and you are sharing your two cents, your perspective out there, that you are able to embody this in your message. And if you are looking for somebody to help you and a team to be able to do it for you, to operate within your own unique ability, right? To be operating within your own genius. If this makes sense, if this sounds right, then you can email me, jay@thejaywong.com. Just write something along the headlines of Done For You Podcast. We'll work with you to build the right audio brand. We'll work with you to get yourself into the top 100. And above all, we will work with you to make sure that the podcast plays the right role in your movement, in your business, because that, at the end of the day, that is what it's all about. You don't want to just start something that is going to be, one, a pain in the ass, and then two, something that's just draining dollars and something that you end up resenting. You know, I believe that creating content serving your community is a privilege. You just have to do it at the right time and you have to do it in the right positioning. And some of those things you want to be able to work with somebody on. And if this resonates with you, then go ahead, email me once again, jay@thejaywong.com. Let me know, by the way, if you guys enjoy formats and episodes like this, you can let me know at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/voice, because when you go to that page, it's pretty cool. You hit this little thing and it says start recording, and I think it gives you up to like 90 seconds or 2 minutes, and you can let me know how I'm doing. You could be like, hey, Jay, totally disliked the last episode. Or you could say, hey, I'd like to hear more of those episodes. Or maybe you got a question. More than happy to answer any of that. www.theinnerchangemaker.com/voice. I can't wait to be able to serve you guys in the next episode. We'll talk to you all very soon.
Have you been thinking of leveraging podcasts and Alexa shows to help grow your business? Not sure maybe where to start and scared of wasting time on the wrong things? Let me be your guide as I show you the right sequences and steps to be able to launch a top-rated show on iTunes, as well as actually leverage your podcast and leverage your Alexa show to build out your business. Don't you think it's time that you put your voice behind your products and services? If you were drawn to this show, then I know that it's time that you got working on your message and sharing that with the world. Get my podcast creation roadmap for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap.